At the Leon County Public Safety Complex, officials place important items in a 5-gallon bucket, something they urge everyone to get in the habit of doing. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says preparation is important.
Our community has become well rehearsed in dealing with storms of late, but the fact of the matter is that no two storms are exactly alike, which is why we've got to prepare differently and always prepare ahead of time.
Mayor Gillum places a gallon of water in the bucket.
We cannot take for granted that we'll have access to clean and drinkable water.
Sheriff Walt McNeil points out Tallahassee has been preparing since Hurricane Irma for this season. But during a storm, people often have to wait for emergency responders to reach them. In the meantime, McNeil says people need to be able to take care of themselves.
They've got to be prepared. They've got to start thinking about it and consciously taking the steps to prepare themselves, to make sure they've got food and water and that kind of things. This happens every year.
Sheriff McNeil drops a folder full of irreplaceable documents and photos into the bucket. Leon County Director of Emergency Management, Kevin Peters, says another part of preparation is creating a plan.
Florida is one of the most hurricane-prone states in the nation. Every citizen throughout the state needs to make sure they have a plan. They need to know what and how their family is going to react to that, whether they're going to evacuate or they're going to shelter in place in their homes. They need to have a supply kit with all the essential items they'll need to survive 3, 4, or 5 days without power, whether it's a 5-gallon bucket or a large Tupperware-type bin.
Peters adds a copy of the Leon County 2018 Disaster Survival Guide to the bucket. President and CEO of Flash, Leslie Chapman Henderson, stresses the importance of looking out for neighbors and those in less safe housing.
Now that you're ready, how can you help your neighbor? Most of us have family and friends with kids at FSU. Make a plan to take some of them in. We did. I had music students. It was lovely. They sang, they played instruments all throughout the storms.
The final item for the bucket is Chapman Henderson's, a flashlight. With each entry to the bucket, officials hope to set an example and show Tallahassee residents what it takes to get through a storm. For WFSU News, I'm Noah Hertz.